Hi friends, so in the last 1 year, our screen time has really increased and everybody's screen time has really increased. So here I'm going to give you some management tools that are really powerful that I collected from various places. I collected the data so that I can give you the best tips on that. The first of all is that you can follow. But before that, let me tell you, if you are continuously on the screen, and we are on the screen and our children are also on the screen, so you can suggest and follow those tips and remind those tips to your child as well. So first of all, your eyes get tired and hurt and you will fatigue and eye strain. It gradually increases over a period of time. At the end of the day, it is too much and it start hurting your head as well, your forehead. And of course, eyes tiredness means you are losing your energy as well. So here I'm going to tell you a couple of tips and I want you to follow them and share as much as people if you can, because they are really practical and applicable. You can apply them in a very simple manner and they'll be very helpful. So maintain a one arm distance from your laptop while working. When you do this, you might feel that your font size is really small and you are not able to see. Then I ask you to just increase the font size, but maintain at least a one arm distance. It will help you to you won't feel the direct heat and the glare of the screen. The second tip is tilt your screen slightly downwards. The moment you tilt your screen slightly downwards, it helps you not having those glares directly on your eyes or face, and the light or sharpness of the screen that is also mild. Even if brightness you have kept in on a higher level for a clear visibility, just by tilting a screen you won't have its direct impact. So these two are definitely very much doable and you can do it. Now my third tip is, if you use your device at night, just turn on the warm light scale so the blue light doesn't impact your sleep-wake cycle. I hope it's clear to you. Just at the night, you can turn on the warm light scale that you can find on this settings. The fourth tip is that is again very powerful. It's a 20-20 rule that you can apply. After every 20 minutes, you can actually start seeing some other object for 20 to 30 minutes, 30 seconds, and that break is really good. On and off, actually, you can splash a lot of water in your eyes, and this you can do in every 60 minutes, and that relaxes your eyes. Amazingly, you will feel so much relaxation just by splashing a lot of water in your eyes. Make sure you are following this. Ensure that you get a regular eye checkup, because when you are continuously working on the screen, your number might have increased. So I recommend you to follow all these management techniques that will really help you to maintain good energy and your eyes, because whatever we get hurt, it affect our productivity, our focus. Myself, Anjali, EI expert and coach, do apply these powerful techniques and share them, and do educate your children as well with these techniques or spouses. Myself, Anjali, I expect and coach, do attend my programs, keep learning my podcast. Catch you in the next podcast soon.